Rod, it seemed like after the way that Saturday night's game went, the focus was more on just putting shots on goal from wherever they could. Not getting one through to Vasilevsky until late in the game, was it difficult to try to keep up that momentum and just keep with the game plan?
It's always frustrating when you play a pretty good game. You know, where you're doing what we asked and getting some good looks. He was making some big saves, and then so it was just good to keep going. Keep sticking with it, and obviously you got a big power play goal after we kind of butchered the 5-on-3. And the 5-on-4 stuff was good all night. We had a lot of great looks, so it's nice to get that one. And then I thought the guys just kept playing hard all night. Freddie was great when he had to be. It was a great goaltending performance for both teams. It's a pretty exciting game for
Mike?
Rod, you kind of touched on Freddie tonight. Really good goaltending performance, but again, he's the guy that helps keep guys in there when the chances aren't going into the back of the net. He's been better than advertised.
Yeah, no question. Every win this year, that he's played and that he's had a major impact. So, that says a lot about him. For our group, for sure. Like tonight was a perfect example. We're playing good game, real, real good. But they get another one. That's who knows what happens there. So he held us in there for sure.
Were you kind of holding your breath when he got bumped there in the third or the other one?
You're always worried when guys go down. But obviously, this goalie situation we're in right now, it's a little precarious for sure.
Chip.
Yeah. Rod, how hard is it, you think, in the overtime to score a goal, then have it overturned, and then be able to keep your poise, keep playing, come back and win the game, and essentially for a second time?
Right. I think that was one of the key takeaways for me, is to fight back and, feel like you tie it and then feel like you win it and then get, you didn't, have to do it again. I thought it says a lot about the group. They literally just shook it off. Better than I did. They were just like, hey, okay, let's play a little bit more. So it was, it was a real positive game for us.
Corey?
Two things, Rob. First off, was there ever any kind of an oh no, here we go again moment with Vasilevsky? I guess you get that every time you see him.
Well, that's par for the course, right? He's elite. We all know that. We've seen enough, and the league's seen enough. It's kind of, his accolades speak for themselves.
And can you, if you're 10-1, I know you're a one day at a time guy, but you're 10-1, does a game like this give you a boost that nothing else can, given the way last season ended and your expectations for matching up with this team?
I don't really look too much in the past. It's nice to talk about, but it's old news. So we went 1-0 today, and that's what we wanted to do. We'll worry about tomorrow when tomorrow comes.
Walt,
Rod, what was your message to the team in between the second and third period, and were you pleased with the response you got out of it?
Pretty obvious. Pleased with the response. We had a really good third period. Stuff with it. The message doesn't change. If we're not playing well, then there's a different message. But when you're playing well and you're doing what you ask of the guys, you're not going to change anything. It's more than anything. It's double down. Double down on what we're doing. Keep it simple, and eventually something will get blown away, and it did.
Corey?
Sorry, that was a mistake.
All right, thanks, Rod. Thanks, everyone.
Good night.